Hello and welcome to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm your host, Jen, my manifestation coach. And in today's episode, I want to talk about how to stop perpetuating old realities. Are you with me on that? How to stop perpetuating old realities that you don't want? How do you stop perpetuating old realities that you don't want? Right? So right now, I want you to take a look at your whole life. What realities in your life right now are you tired of? What states of consciousness are you tired of being in? What feelings are you tired of having? Like, what is not working for you? All right, these are old realities that we're going to stop perpetuating right here, right now in this episode. You do not need to keep perpetuating those realities that you don't want. All right, they are not yours anymore. I want you to take a deep inhale with me and exhale, release, let them go. You do not have to keep perpetuating those old realities that you don't want. Stop identifying with them right here, right now. Stop identifying with them. That is not you anymore. That is not who you are. That is not what you experience. Who are you now, right? Take a moment now. I want you to fully imagine your life the way you want it to be. You have everything you want and need in every single area of your life. What does that look like for you? You are now stepping into the version of yourself that has everything you want and need in every single area of your life. What does that look like? Everything you want and need in every single area of your life. I want you to breathe into that space. I want you to breathe life into that space. You are the giver of that life, right? The spirit within you, the God within you, the source within you. Is the creator of this reality, the creator of that life experience that you're focusing on. Because you're no longer perpetuating the old realities. Now you have all this energy. You have all this life force energy to put into what you do want, what you do want to experience. Right? So I want you to breathe into that. Let it in. Let it in. You get to have it. Feel that freedom. Feel that worthiness that you get to have this. Your life gets to be this good. Breathe in that worthiness. All right, so right now I want you to attach the feeling. This is real. This is real. This is realer than anything else. This is realer than what you think your old reality was or is or whatever you think is happening now. The reality that you're creating now that you want, where you have every single desire and need met, that you're like on to the next. What's the next desire? What's the next way I can make my life and the lives of others more prosperous, more happy, more free, more fun? What's the next thing I can do now? Because I'm infinitely expanding for the highest good of me and everyone else. Because when I'm happy and I'm fulfilled and I'm thriving in life, that vibration is exuding itself out. More people happy, thriving, at peace, just joyful, more joy is going to be here altogether. Right? All of our vibrations are adding up, and there we go. We have the state of the world as it is. This is a group project. But only you are the creator of your own individual reality. And that's enough. That's enough. Because your vibration is enough to change something. You don't know how your vibration is changing somebody's life right now. You never know. I believe that. I believe, you know, we're all subconsciously connected. So you never know how the thoughts you're having, the vibration you're putting in, the good vibes you're feeling, the prayers that you're praying for people, for the world, for yourself, for your own life. Like, you never know how that positive energy is like going into someone else's reality. I like to think of it that way. So just know, like, this is a reality that your highest good is for the highest good of everyone. Because we're all connected on some level. Okay, anyway, so dropping the old reality, stop perpetuating the old reality, step into the new reality, be immersed in the new reality, and feel like it's real. It's real. That's the way it is now. This is your life now. Every single desire and need was met already. Now, we're going to level three now. Going to level three. We already did one, two, three. This is number three. The third thing is, feel like it already happened. Feel like it already happened. You're thanking that it already happened. Thankful it already happened. You're thankful it already happened. It already happened. It already happened. You already manifested this reality where all your needs and desires are met. And you have everything you want. And it's all good and all is well, and you're relaxed because you're like, great, check that off my list. What if you can move quicker through your desires, right? Like, stop thinking it's going to take a long time to manifest something. Just go into the state of the wish fulfilled and feel it done. Feel thankful that you already have it. Know it's already done. And, feel relaxed, like all is well, all is well, all is well. You know, like, let this be easier than you think possible. Know that you're worthy of it being easier than you thought. You're worthy of that. And you get to move faster than you think too, because you're not moving fast in the physical world, you're moving fast through states of consciousness. You know, you don't have to leave your couch to do this. So that's the cool thing about manifesting. But you'll probably get motivated to leave your couch and go do something because you want to. But the energetic alignment work, I mean, you can do that laying on the floor in Shavasana, sitting in meditation, like laying in the hammock. Energetic alignment work is just being done inside of you. So anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. It's pretty short and sweet, to the point. Number one, what was number one now? Stop perpetuating the old reality. Just drop it. Drop it. Just like, no, it's not real. It's not who you are anymore. Stop identifying with it. Stop perpetuating it in your mind. It's not real. Second thing. Tell me number two right now. Say it out loud. Immerse yourself in the new story. You get to have everything you want. What would your reality look like if you had every desire and need was already met? You already had it. What would that look like? What is that reality for you? It already happened. Number three, it already happened. Feel thankful that it already happened. Feel thankful. It's already yours. This is who you are now. This is just natural, normal, whatever, easy. All is well. You're allowed to move quickly. You're allowed to just go to the state and assume it done. Anything in you that needs to be healed, like maybe your inner child is getting triggered by this exercise. If that's happening for you, you do need to heal that. You need to place some loving attention on your inner child. Teach your inner child that it's okay. She's worthy. She or he is worthy of having that reality. She or he is worthy of it being quick. He or she is worthy of manifesting. You know, put some attention, put your hand on your heart, put your hand on your belly, wherever you're feeling that inner child triggering in your body. Like, breathe into that, feel that. That's okay. It still isn't going to stop your manifestation, but you can release resistance by just breathing into that sensation in your body where your inner child is kind of like, wait, this isn't safe. What are you talking about? And it's like resistance, right? Breathe into that. It's okay. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this, and I will see you in the next episode. Namaste.